And, of course, you know, we're coming up, getting close to the U.S. Open.
Your favorite
golf.
Tournament
My
of the year?
My absolute favorite tournament. And being on Torrey Pines, which I've been fortunate enough to play a bunch of times, I'm going to be interested to see how those guys handle that. I'm sure they'll end up shooting, you know, 8-under on a course that I couldn't break 100 on. But
yeah, by the way, Rick Haro said he shot an 88 on Torrey Pines last week.
I wonder how many putts he gave himself.
Are we believing there? That? Did he give himself any 15, 20 footers? Probably. I would think so. Well, we'll be talking about the U.S. Open and Torrey Pines during the next segment, which, of course, is Inside the Ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go Inside the Ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf, discussing them. Brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, then take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. First question to you, Pat, regarding last week's winner, Sergio Garcia, and the last couple of victors on the PGA Tour. Going back the last 3 weeks, we know that so far this year we've had 9 20-somethings win on the PGA Tour. The number through the entire 2007 season last year was only 7. In the last 3 weeks, we've had 3 straight 20-somethings. Sergio Garcia at the Players, Anthony Kim at Wachovia, Adam Scott at the Byron Nelson. 3 20-somethings who have yet to win a major in their career. If we even go back another week, a fourth week, not a 30-something, but another guy that's very talented and is yet to win a major, Boo Weekly at the Verizon Heritage. So let's look at all four of those guys. Sergio, Anthony Kim, Adam Scott, Boo Weekly, last 4 winners on the PGA Tour. Which of those 4 will be the first to win a major?
Oh, man, this is a toughie, Russ. I'll give you some rationale on all these guys. Sergio and Adam Scott, I think, both have the pedigree that we would have almost expected them to have won a major by now. And the fact that they haven't, and the longer it goes, even though these guys are, as you mentioned, relatively young, but nonetheless, lots of expectations on those two, haven't produced yet. Really, Sergio's come the closest. Adam Scott really hasn't done much in any of the majors. So I think the pressure continues to build the older you get. Now, the thing that might happen with both those guys is when they get to a certain age, maybe 35, 36, and they kind of relax a little bit and let it happen, let the talent overtake whatever anxieties they're going through, trying to, you know, win these things so much, at that point, they'll probably win one. Anthony Kim, a guy who, you know, as we've talked about, has enormous amount of talent. You know, has toned down his partying days a little bit at age 22. And if he can get himself focused, I think he has the talent. And you're going to see in the next year or so whether he can break through. He's finally broke through and got an initial win. Now can he translate that into a major? He has a lot of potential. And without the baggage that Sergio and Adam Scott have in terms of a potential without realizing it in terms of wins. But here's my pick is Boo Weekly, and I'll tell you why. I think he doesn't feel any of the pressure that these guys feel. No one expects anything out of Boo Weekly. He has this sort of, you know, a backwoods, good old boy, you know, cracker type mentality. Just, hey, you know, I'm going to show up, I'll play. But the thing with Boo is he's an excellent ball striker. He's a better putter than those other three guys. His only drawback is, does he really want it? And I think he does. He gives you the attitude like, I didn't even know the Masters was this week. You know, and now all of a sudden I'm showing up.
He didn't even know who Jim Nance was until he interviewed him at the Augusta.
Now, I think a lot of that might be, you know, for show. I think Boo does know a lot of this stuff. But there is an aspect of him is the laid-back thing so much that he might really not have the initiative to want to win these things. I don't think that's the case. I think Boo might be the first guy, believe it or not, that actually wins it, because I don't think he's going to put any pressure on himself to do it, and his ball striking and his putting are good enough to accomplish
well,
it.
Well, I think it's a great pick. Let me say this first. I think all four of these guys will win majors at some point during their careers. They're just too talented not to. You're dead on with Boo Weekly being an immaculate ball striker. He's one of the best ball strikers in the world. Sergio is as well. I don't know that I would say Boo's a better putter than these other three guys. Maybe better than Sergio, because Sergio struggles so much with the flat stick. But, I mean, Boo's had his demons as well.
Oh, I know he does.
Missing
he
that three-foot putt at the Honda. He should have won the 2007 sure. Honda. Misses the three-foot putt and then loses to Mark Wilson in the playoff. He said, you know, he got to make a putt this year at the Heritage. In his 07 win at the Heritage, he said, it's probably best that I didn't have to putt for the win, chipping in at 17 and 18 because I have had the struggles. But, yeah, I think Boo Weekly will win a major, probably a U.S. Open, because he's such a great ball striker. You know, fairways and greens at the U.S. Open, as well as making some putts here and there. In my opinion, Sergio Garcia, You mentioned he's come the closest, and he has. Adam Scott's only had one top five ever in a major. Sergio's had so many close calls, including his very first ever at the 99 PGA Championship at Medina. Comes in second to Tiger Woods by a couple shots, and he's come in a bunch of times in the top five at the British, namely second last year, losing to Padraig in the playoff, and then the year before that at Hoylake, was in the final pairing with Tiger, but blew up, and I think he finished, you know, six or seven shots back at Tiger in 2006. Those are the two tournaments I think Sergio has the best chance to win. And obviously the numbers speak for themselves because those are the ones he's come the closest in, PGA Championship and British. Primary reason, I think, is because he's not a good enough putter to win at the U.S. Open or the Masters. We know that putting is so important at both the U.S. Open and the Masters, and I don't think he's a good enough putter. Even though he looked good last week, he's still going to struggle with that putter. It's going to be hot and cold for him throughout his career. My pick is Adam Scott, and I was on record, you know, starting the year that I thought Adam would break through for a major victory at some point this year. I think of these four guys, I think Adam Scott has the most complete game where he could pretty much contend in any of the four majors and have a good chance. I think his best chance will be at Augusta because he's just so long and he's a very good putter. And I just think Augusta is tailor-made for Adam Scott, much like it's tailor-made for Tiger Woods, and they've got almost carbon copy swings, especially before Tiger started working with Hank Haney when he was still a Butch Harmon disciple, who of course Scott works with currently. But yeah, I think all four of these guys will win majors. I think Anthony Kim will probably win a couple in his career. I think Sergio, possibly a PGA or a British, maybe he'll win two or three, but you know, he's 28 years old now, and you're right, every year that goes that he still has not fulfilled on his talent, it just gets harder and harder to do it. I think Boo Weekly might win one or two, probably a U.S. Open, maybe a PGA here and there. I don't know about a British because it just doesn't seem like the link style fits his game, but all four of these guys are going to win majors before it's said and done. I think Adam Scott, in my opinion, will be the first to win. I wouldn't disagree with your pick of Boo Weekly, though.
I just think that Sergio, it'll be like Phil Mickelson. He'll be in his 30s, and when he finally relaxes and just allows his talent to take over, that's when he'll win. But I just think he puts too much pressure
on
himself.
That's a great, I think it's a great comparison. I think the guy before Sergio was Phil Mickelson. Best, you know, that title, best player in the world, never to win a major. I think Sergio has it right now. Adam Scott has had it as well. Stuart Appleby had it a couple of years ago when he was winning like every year at Hawaii. But Phil had it before that. And Phil, you know, he had that title for probably 5 or 6 years, and the pressure started to mount, and then he finally broke through at the 04 Masters, and then that kind of opened the floodgates. He won the 05 PGA, won the Masters again in 06, hasn't won since, but, you know, he won three majors, boom, 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 after, you know, he finally broke through.